Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Edward Soja. Now Edward Soja is a postmodern political geographer and urban theorist. So he deals with urban planning. His dates are between 1940 to 2015. And his early research focused on planning in Kenya, which is in Africa. But Soja came to be known as the world's leading spatial theorist. Okay, spatial theorist with a distinguished career writing on spatial formations and social justice. And Soja's greatest contribution to spatial theory, S-P-A-T-I-A-L, spatial theory and the field of cultural geography is his use of the work of French Marxist urban sociologist Henri Lefebvre. Okay, Henri Lefebvre. And Soja updated Lefebvre's concept of the spatial triad with his own concept of spatial trilectics. Okay, spatial trilectics, which includes third space and spaces that are both real and imagined. And this concept of third space is what he is very famous for. So, though he is from the world of geography and spatial theory, from the point of view of literature and critical theory, and this idea of third space is what is relevant for us, for students of literature. And Soja's theory of third space sees three urban spaces. First is called first space, then second space, after that third space. And first space is the physical built environment, which can be mapped, quantifiably measured, and seen in the real world. So it is the product of planning laws, political decisions and urban change over time. After that, second space. Second space is a conceptual space. How that space is conceived in the minds of the people who inhabit it. It is a product of marketing strategies, re-imaging and social norms that determine how people might act or behave in that space. After that, third space. Third space is real and imagined space or lived space. The way that people actually live in and experience that urban space. That is action in the real space, which is the first space, enacted through the expectations of the second space. That's what the third space is. And in third space, everything comes together. Subjectivity and objectivity. The abstract and the concrete. The real and the imagined. The knowable and the unimaginable. The repetitive and the differential. Structure and agency. Mind and body. Consciousness and the unconscious, the disciplined and the transdisciplinary, everyday life and unending history. And as Soja explains, quote, I define third space as an other way of understanding and acting to change the speciality of human life, a distinct mode of critical spatial awareness that is appropriate to the new scope and significance being brought about in the rebalanced trilectics of spatiality, historicality, sociality, unquote. So, Soja constructs third space from the spatial trilectics established by Henri Lefebvre, which I just mentioned earlier. Okay, Henri Lefebvre in his famous work called The Production of Space. And also, Soja also uses the concept of heterotopia as propounded by Michel Foucault. Okay, heterotopia. And Soja synthesizes these theories with the work of post-colonial thinkers from Gayatri Spivak, to bell hooks, Edward Said and Homi Bhabha. And Soja's third space closely resembles Homi Bhabha's third space theory. Because if you have read Homi Bhabha, you might recall that even Homi Bhabha has propounded the concept of third space. So, Soja's concept resembles Homi Bhabha's concept, in which all forms of culture are continually in a process of hybridity that displaces the histories that constitute it and set up new structures of authority, new political initiatives, and the process of cultural hybridity gives rise to something different, something new and unrecognizable, a new area of recognition of meaning and representation. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Edward Soja is famous for the concept of third space, and this concept at times also resembles the concept of third space as given by or as propounded by Homi Bhabha. But it is not the same thing, because Edward Soja talks about spatiality, urban planning. But yes, he does make use of Homi Bhabha's concept as well as Michel Foucault's concept and also draws upon the ideas of other post-colonial critics. And Soja's work is distinctive for the way in which he factors in imagination into his geography, into his ideas of geography. He argues that a city like Los Angeles, which is so consciously which is so consciously invested in image production of all types, cannot be adequately engaged with if the imagination is not taken into account. And two important works he has written. One is Postmodern Geographies, The Reassertion of Space in Critical Social Theory. Okay? Postmodern Geographies, The Reassertion of Space in Critical Social Theory, which came out in 1989. And then there is one more important work by him, Los Angeles, Third Space, Journeys to Real and Imagined Places. Okay? Los Angeles, Third Space, Journeys to Real and Imagined Places, which came out in 1996. And Edward Soja has written a lot about the city of Los Angeles. And where is Los Angeles? In United States.